Recorded during a performance in New Orleans. Here's Merle Haggard on Here's to Veterans.
Yeah. Live in New Orleans, Merle Haggard.
Here's to Veterans, a toast from this radio station to former servicemen and women, transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, whose members donate their talents to keep you entertained and informed.
Good evening to you. Thank you so much. It's nice to be here. Here's a song that I've written. I want to put on this album, and it's another blues number. And I guess the man ain't got no right to sing the blues unless he's had them, and I've certainly had the blues one time or another. And here's a song we call Everybody's Had the Blues Sometime. A story old as time. Love, hate, won't, and wait till misery fills your mind. But everybody knows the way I'm feeling, 'cause everybody's the blue. The song someone is gone, a story old as time. Love, hate, want, and wait till misery fills your mind. But everybody knows the way I'm feeling, 'cause
we'll be back to Merle in a moment, but first let me talk about veterans' pensions. As we grow older, our financial needs and health care needs change. Usually those needs increase, and some Veterans Administration programs are geared to take that into account. Just as the VA gives financial help to young veterans getting their education, the VA also gives financial help in the form of a pension to older veterans and their dependents in need. Now, don't confuse pensions with compensation payments made by the VA to veterans with service-connected disabilities. Pension payments are based solely on need. In deciding the amount of pension, the VA takes into account the veteran's other income, like Social Security or other retirement benefits. Also, the size of a veteran's estate is a factor in deciding how much pension he's entitled to. Your local VA office has complete information on this and other veterans' benefits. Now, once again, performing in New Orleans, here's Merle Haggard.
Here's a song that was recorded way back when, and once again, by a fellow by the name of Emmett Miller. And he did a song that I want to do on this album, and he cut it here in New Orleans in 1924. And it's called Big Bad Bill from Louisville.
Big Bad Bill from Louisville.
got a man they call Big Bad Bill. I want to tell you, he sure was tough, and he certainly did cut his stuff. He had folks all scared to death. When they walked by, they held their breath. He was a mighty man, sure enough. Now Bill took himself a while. Now he's a different guy. Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Married life has changed him somehow. Yeah, he's the man they all used to fear. Now the people call him Sweet Papa Willie, dear. Stronger than Samson, I'll declare. And hear the brown-skinned mama bob his hair. Big Bad Bill don't fight anymore. Wash his dishes and he mops up the floor. He can spend his evening looking for a fight. But now he got to see his mama every night. Big Bad Bill, it's Sweet William now. Yes, sir, Roy. His evenings looking for a fight, but now he got to see his mama every night. Cause Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Oh, Lord.
I was talking earlier about VA pensions. Payments to veterans whose income is limited as a result of poor health or advanced age. The law may also provide pension payments to veterans who are totally and permanently disabled from reasons not connected with their military service. It's important to remember that pension payments are based on need after other qualifications have been met. Once an eligible veteran reaches the age of 72, the only question is the amount of other income he may have. The lower the veteran's income, the higher his pension will be. Of course, having an income over certain limits means no pension will be paid because none is needed. But for those older veterans with low income, this money can be of great help to them and their families. We want you to know it's there for your future protection. Contact your nearest Veterans Administration office or service organization representative for all the facts. Now, once again, Merle Haggard from New Orleans.
Thank you so very much. Talking about the current day sound of our records, this is one that I guess could be called our latest. It's called The Emptiest Arms in the World. We can get Mr. Norm Hamner to kick it off here for us.
They call when I've had that one too many, and my lonely room goes spinning in a whirl. And tonight I couldn't even find my pillow. I've got the emptiest arms in the world. No longer wear the gold band on my finger, and from time to time I find myself a girl. But when I realize that she's not you I'm holding, I've got the emptiest arms in the world. Never hold you close again. And these cheap hotels are like a prison cell that keep closing in. And you alone can feel this lonely feeling of the emptiest.
so much. I got one more song I want to sing for you.
It's been many years since I've sung this song. I learned it off of Hank's record, and I'm going to try to do it for you tonight.
Y'all remember Lovesick Blues? Okay, here it goes. I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and cry, cry. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got the kind of loving. Lord, I love to hear her when she calls me sweet and daddy. Such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Well, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm a lonesome. I've got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. I'm in love with a beautiful gal. But she don't care about me. Lord, I tried and I tried to keep her satisfied. She just wouldn't stay. So now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what to do. All I do is sit and cry, cry. Oh, Lord, I've grown so used to you somehow. Well, I'm no nobody sugar daddy now. And I'm a lonesome. I've got to look and believe. The strangers, Miss Bonnie, the Dixieland Express, and yours truly, Old Hag. I hope that we've done something here tonight that's worth recording. I feel we have. And I want to thank you for being part of it and helping me on it. And we'll see you the next time we're down this way. Won't be long.
Merle Haggard, recorded during a performance in New Orleans for Here's to Veterans. Thanks, Merle, for your fine tribute to America's veterans. This radio station has contributed broadcast time in the public interest to this program, transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians. They all join me in saying, Here's to Veterans.